Who is rich and who's not quite as rich? That's the question on Joe Millionaire. The reality dating show is back on Fox, and we have both Joes on the line with us now, Kurt and Steven. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Just got back from a Nashville trip with Kurt. We had some fun, and now getting back in the office and trying to get caught up.
Yeah, today has been a day already, man, let me tell you.
Well, you know, yeah, last June we did 15-year anniversary on the radio in Nashville, and Music City, that was probably one of the best trips that we've ever done. So, yeah, it's a good time there, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all about it, yeah.
So, you know, the twist this season is that one of you is rich, and the other, see, the way they make it sound is one of you is poor, but Kurt, let's clear that up. Are you broke? You're a business owner. You're doing okay.
I'm not broke. I'm maybe asset poor. You know, I've got good cash flow. You know, I run a construction company. It's a rather new, though. So I've only been in business for myself 2 years. So everything I make gets reinvested back into the company.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, so many people are considering entrepreneurialism now that we get it. People get it. So, you know, the premise of this show is, you know, the group of women comes on. They're told one of you is rich, one of you isn't. You go on dates. It's similar to, you know, those other shows. But you obviously guys have had success in your professional life, if I can say that without the Bachelor audience hating me. The gist of the show, we're going to get letters. The gist of the show, though, you're both dating the same group of women, trying to have connections based on personality. All the while, we assume the women are wondering who's got the cash. So, Steven, let me ask you, though, outside of this show, do you wine and dine and do the big lavish things on a date? It seems like you prefer sort of maybe a low-key, casual kind of relationship and not the big, flashy whirlwind dates. I could be wrong. Tell me, what is dating Steven like in real life?
Yeah, no, you're right on the money there. It's funny during the show because, you know, I'm honestly, you know, obviously the wealthy one in this situation, but as far as how I go about my day-to-day life, I'm very blue-collar, and I guess you could say I'm very sheltered from the high-class status or high-class lifestyle, besides some of the things that I own material-wise, but, you know, as far as getting dressed up in a tuxedo, I don't know how to tie a tie. Kurt had to tie my tie, had to tie my bow tie. He was teaching me about, you know, wine and what all, you know, entails in the wine. Being a wino, I had no idea. That was my first time having wine or champagne or being to a vineyard. And so, you know, I'm pretty blue collar when it comes down to day-to-day living and dating.
I'd say you're even worse than blue collar when it comes to the finer things in life. It was funny. I probably enjoy, you know, the nicer things than Steven does. And maybe it's just because in the town I'm in, you know, everyone's just trying to keep up.
Well, yeah, I have to tell you, watching the show, though, seeing the drama, the tears, the fighting, it really made me think, I'm so glad I married a guy. I don't know how you guys can handle that the drama. You know, there's somebody coming at you and crying and then, you know, telling on this person and tattletaling on that.
Yeah.
I mean, is it weird now seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff play out that maybe you weren't aware of when you were taping? Kurt, what was the most surprising for you?
Yeah, it is funny to watch back. And I will say, thank goodness I had Steven there so that we could, have a little bit of that that bromance or just that camaraderie. You know, it made dating these women that much easier because it was taxing, you know, trying to date 18 women and all the emotions that come with it. Shoot, they made me feel things I didn't think that I would. And that is on the emotional side, too. You saw me, you know, get a little emotional on one episode. So,
It was, you know, it was an experience. I definitely am so thankful that Kurt was there because we, you know, there'd be nights where we were so exhausted from just the emotional, you know, roller coaster we'd go on during these dates and just being, you know, basically blindsided with questions left and right from these women. You know, they're trying to vie for your attention. And so whenever they get an opportunity, man, they're jumping in and they're asking you as many deep questions as you can possibly answer. You're just trying to keep up with conversations. And by the end of the night, you know, sometimes the producers would ask, hey, do you guys want to go down to the mansion and, like, finish the night off hanging with the women? And we'd be like, nope, let's go back to the guest house. We just need to chill out, just bro out a little bit and just try to relax for a little bit before we go into the next day.
Yeah, I'll say it's funny, you know, Steve and I both were business owners, right? We field questions all day from people we work with, people that are working for us. And I'd say we probably handle it very well. But a day of fielding questions from these women was exhausting. I remember just being brain dead at the end of some of these.
It really was.
When you're cast on a show like this, though, I have to know, are you asked about the kind of woman that you like? I mean, do you say, I like educated, I like career-minded, I like faith-based, or just bring me whatever? I mean, like, what input do you have on the casting? Kurt, did you give them a checklist of qualities? How does it work?
You know, they didn't really ask. I think just through interviews, they were kind of wanting to play matchmaker. And I was okay with that. You know, I'm single, so maybe I haven't been the best at choosing a partner for myself before this show, you know? So I think that they were kind of trying to play matchmaker there just based off my personality and questions I answered to them. So I think they did a pretty good job. And it was nice to, you know, maybe meet some different women or go after some women that I might not ordinarily go after.
And for as much as the women are trying to impress you, I imagine there's also competition when there's the two guys on the show, right? I mean, there's that conversation, what happens if we both like the same person? So take me into that conversation that you guys must have had.
Yeah, there at the end, especially, you know, as we were dwindling down and starting to feel true connections and true emotions towards these women, there are a few that we were both falling for. And, you know, thankfully we had a good enough friendship, which still obviously still to this day, that we were able to be open, honest, and really communicate that to each other. And so there wasn't any hidden agendas or anything. We just laid it out on the table, like, hey, we both like this woman, you know, I guess let's just see where the cards fall and see where things land, and if she likes one or both of us back, we'll just play it by ear.
Yep.
Was there any ever maybe insecurity at some point where you were trying to outdo each other?
Maybe we had a little friendly competition, but I don't think there were many insecurities that played out between Steven and I, at least.
Yeah, we're pretty confident in who we are, and you know, we know who we are as men, and I think, you know, as similar as we are in some ways, and, you know, we're very different in others. I mean, as far as Kurt is all about, knows all about fashion, I don't know the first thing about fashion, and, you know, obviously we have different career paths, and so we're comfortable in our own skin and who we are, so I don't think any insecurities really came out, but definitely some friendly competition.
Yeah.
See, the way you guys word that, viewers are liking the connection that you two have. I tweeted at both of you the other week, and I said the twist at the end would be that you two end up together. You know, you're quite buddy-buddy. Not unreasonable. Hey, it's sweeps time and it's Fox, so it's not unreasonable. But you guys have a formed friendship. I mean, did you expect that to happen on this show?
I don't think I expected it to happen as it did. I was hopeful that I would like the guy. You know, I knew going into it that there would be two of us. I was a little bit concerned of that because I knew we were going to be from a little bit different walks of life or background, or I thought we would be from different walks of life. And so was a bit concerned, didn't know if we would get along, if we would, you know, see the world through the same lens. And it turns out, you know, we do. So that was not anticipated, but, you know, I'm grateful for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I also suspect that... Jeeves. What? No, the butler's name. What was the butler?
Martin.
Right.
Where's Jeeves from?
Oh, we're going to get letters about that one, too. The bachelor community, the butler community, everybody's going to write in. But I suspect he was kind of, you know, circling and making a play at some of the women. You know, his little blinding headlight, the whole shoe thing with Brianna. I mean, was he on the make? What's the deal with this guy? Was he after your girls?
Yeah, Martin. Yeah, you know, Martin, we talked about it multiple times. Martin, and they don't even show it, you know, on the cut. A lot of the times, these one-liners that Martin had, he was so funny, he was so off the cuff that, you know, there was some times where Kurt and I were like, man, you know, these women may end up choosing Martin in the end. What's going on here?
That's the twist at the end, is Martin gets
That's
the girl.
Right.
There you go. How devastating for you two. But anyway, we're going to be watching Joe Millionaire's back on Fox. Kurt, when can we catch the show?
On Thursday, 8/7.
All right, everybody, check your local listings. Well, thanks for joining us. The Joes from Joe Millionaire. Great chatting with you, Stephen and Kurt.
Yeah, likewise. Appreciate it.